From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. More arrests in connection with last month's terrorist attacks in Brussels. Belgian prosecutors have charged four more suspects Saturday, linked to the deadly suicide bombings that killed 32 people. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel said his government and security forces will continue to be vigilant even after the new arrests.
We are, of course, positive about the latest developments of searches. That is positive, and we have expressed our appreciation for our security forces, who have reached very good additional results.
Also Saturday, Belgium's federal prosecutor said that Paris attack suspect Mohamed Abrini has admitted that he was the man in the hat seen accompanying two suicide bombers at Brussels airport March 22nd. Abrini, a 31-year-old Belgian of Moroccan descent, is suspected to be linked with both the Paris and Brussels attacks. Despite multiple arrests in connection with the November 13 attacks in Paris and the Brussels bombings in March, Belgium's capital remains under the second highest terror alert. The United States and the Afghan government are calling on the Taliban to return to the peace talks. At a joint news conference with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, that is, in Kabul, Secretary of State John Kerry said the Taliban's participation in the peace process could help end the suffering of the Afghan people. The so-called Quadrilateral Coordination Group, the United States, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and China, has been trying to get peace talks moving. However, the Taliban refused to take any part in the most recent effort last month. This is VOA News. The western U.S. state of Wyoming is holding its Democratic caucus Saturday with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders looking for another win over former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Sanders has won seven of the last eight nominating contests over Clinton, mostly in western states. But just 14 Democratic delegates are up for grabs in Wyoming, fewer than any other state. That means that even a commanding win by Sanders there would do little to help him close the gap on Clinton. The former Secretary of State currently has more than half the 2,383 delegates needed to win her party's nomination. The next primary for both the Democrats and the Republicans is April 19th in New York. Protesters in London Saturday called on Prime Minister David Cameron to resign after his family's financial affairs were included in the so-called Panama Papers. Gathered on Downing Street, where the Prime Minister's residence is located, protesters held signs and chanted slogans. Speaking at his Conservative Party's spring forum earlier Saturday, Cameron said he should have handled scrutiny of his family's tax arrangements better, and he promised he has learned his lesson. Cameron's admission came several days after negative media coverage and calls for his resignation. The opposition Labour Party has also demanded that Cameron make a statement to Parliament on Monday regarding his financial affairs linked to offshore investments. Greece's deputy foreign minister says the EU-Turkey repatriation program needs some improvements, but he is confident the program will be streamlined quickly. Nikos Zaidakis made the statement after a visit by ministers from France, Italy, the Netherlands, and other European countries to a migrant reception center in Athens Saturday. French European Affairs Minister Harlem Désir appealed to refugees not to risk their lives trying to come to Europe illegally. Dutch Foreign Minister Bert Koenders said that he was relatively optimistic that the deal struck with the EU and Turkey would smooth the asylum process for migrants. Earlier on Saturday, five migrants, four women and one child, drowned when their boat capsized off the Greek island of Samos, close to Turkey's coast. And al-Qaeda militants in southern Yemen have ambushed and executed at least 15 soldiers after stopping their convoy in the province of Abyan. Local reports say armed al-Qaeda members stopped the soldiers who were riding in civilian vehicles. The militants ordered the soldiers to get out of their vehicles and then shot them in the early morning incident. For more on these stories, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.